The AI industry saw several major developments this week that signal both the massive scale of investment and the increasingly competitive landscape. Anthropic announced they're recruiting 1,000 engineers specifically to fine-tune Claude Code, which represents one of the largest single hiring initiatives we've seen in the AI sector.
This scale of engineering talent acquisition tells us something important about where Anthropic sees the competitive battleground. Code generation and developer tools represent a massive market opportunity, but they require specialized expertise that's extremely scarce. When you're hiring 1,000 engineers for a single product vertical, you're making a bet that developer productivity tools will be a primary driver of AI company valuations.
Speaking of valuations, Salesforce's early bet on Anthropic is paying off dramatically. Their stake, which started with a Series C investment in 2023, is now worth approximately $5 billion after Anthropic's recent $965 billion valuation. This kind of return on AI investments is precisely why we're seeing such aggressive positioning across the enterprise software sector.
The timing connects to broader market dynamics we're seeing. JP Morgan issued a note urging clients to sell speculative tech stocks after a 57% rally, but established a strain. AI companies with clear revenue streams and strategic partnerships are increasingly being viewed as fundamental rather than speculative investments. There's a flight to quality happening within the tech sector itself.
NVIDIA made their own strategic move at GTC Taipei, launching an open-source agent toolkit that includes NemoClaw blueprints, OpenShell runtime, and Nemotron models for building enterprise AI agents. This open-source approach represents a significant shift for NVIDIA, which has historically kept their most advanced tools proprietary.
Goldman Sachs responded by raising.
The competitive dynamics are intensifying with OpenAI's announcement of a robotics push, which immediately impacted Tesla's share price. When the market sees OpenAI moving into physical AI systems, it raises questions about Tesla's competitive moat in autonomous systems and robotics applications.
SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son made perhaps the boldest claim of all, saying the AI boom will be 50 times bigger than the dot-com era. He made this statement just one day after announcing an $87 billion AI data center investment in France, which is SoftBank's largest European investment ever. When someone with Sun's track record puts that kind of capital behind a prediction, markets pay attention.
The European investment is particularly significant because it signals the AI infrastructure competition is becoming truly global. The United States dominated the first wave of AI development, but we're now seeing major investments in European and Asian infrastructure that could create alternative centers of AI innovation and deployment.
Alphabet's record $80 billion fundraising round, including a $10 billion stake from Berkshire Hathaway, shows established tech giants are raising massive amounts of capital to compete in this environment. When Warren Buffett's investment vehicle is putting $10 billion into AI infrastructure, it suggests institutional investors view this as a fundamental economic shift rather than a technology bubble.
The convergence of these developments suggests we're entering a new phase where AI competition shifts from research and development to large-scale deployment and infrastructure control. The companies that can successfully navigate this transition from laboratory innovation to industrial-scale application will likely determine the shape of the global economy for the next decade.